All right. Well, Mary Lee, I am so, so excited to have you as part of this call today, having this conversation that we're going to have about toxin removals and some easy first steps and how it can be really helpful to people removing toxins and really understanding why it's important and how you can get started with that, because our environment plays such a vital role in our health and happiness, our well-being, our ability to achieve our goals and to really have a life that feels fulfilling and happy. You've got to feel good about that, and our environment is such a vital part of that. And so I'm so grateful to have Mary Lee Nelson on our call today. She is one of the co-founders of Branch Basics, which is a product that I've been using and loving for years. And she's also an environmental and nutritional consultant and building materials specialist. So here's a little bit about Mary Lee. She's on a mission to educate, inspire, and motivate people with information that will empower them to take proactive charge of their health and experiencing the power of eating real food and creating a truly healthy home. Oh, I love this mission. Her personal experience and professional research ties the exponential rise in degenerative disease to exposure to environmental stressors, harmful chemicals in our food, air, water, and products, as well as the increase in exposure to electromagnetic fields. Mary Lee is the founder of The House Doctors, her consulting firm, and co-founder of Branch Basics. She is a medicinal cook, a board-certified nutritionist, a certified biobiologist, a building biologist, a certified biology inspector, building materials specialist for healthy homes. She's also on the advisory board of Documenting Hope. Mary Lee has spent nearly 30 years as a dietary and environmental consultant for clients across the country who are chemically sensitive, chronically ill, or just plain smart. Mary Lee, oh my gosh, you have like amazing credentials, amazing experience, and such a solid background. So I'm so thrilled to have someone with your experience and expertise here with us today sharing some information. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to share. And I just want to say up front, Emily, I think your website homepage that says your life is waiting, clear vision, confident action, happy life really sums up what I'm going to be talking about. And so I'll just jump right in and say that I had two potentially devastating circumstances for me and my son that had no good medical answer turn into discoveries and opportunities beyond really what I would have ever dreamed of. I was told at 23 that I would never be able to have children, that I needed to go on dialysis, that I would need a kidney transplant, and at age 10, my son was catastrophically chemically injured. And we were told he would basically never recover. So seeming tragedies provided me with what I call a fork in the road experience. And taking that road less traveled literally became a gateway to freedom and deliverance, because my life was definitely waiting to unfold. So it took major thought shifts that opened up unexpected outcomes, I'll tell you that. So what I am is passionate about sharing what was learned, because it can transform your life. And yes, my desire is to inspire people to eat real food and create truly healthy homes, driven not by fear, but really empowered by knowledge and concrete steps to take. So that kind of is I can give you some details of how I came to this, because the unfolding of my family's journey to health really shows clearly steps to take and can simplify, you know, what you do in your journey to health.
Yeah.
And I found that ignorance is not bliss, and that we can be completely in the dark about something that's impacting us. And we don't even have a clue that it makes a difference in our life. And that was me, because I was doing everything you could possibly do that undermines health. I was a junk food junkie, a sugarholic. I mean, I could eat any one of you under the table. My mother called me her human garbage disposal. I cleaned with bleach and toxic chemicals. This was later in life, not when I was a kid. I regularly sprayed pesticides, and I think I was the epitome of what people today would call unaware. But it ended up that I avoided dialysis, a kidney transplant, and many other chronic conditions just by removing harmful chemicals from my food. And that put me on this healthy living path. And I had been completely medically oriented. In fact, I wanted to be a doctor, but I was really excited to have exploratory surgery. And I had 11 of the best doctors in Houston on my case, because I'd been sickly all my life and nobody could figure out what was wrong. So I was confident that that surgery would get to the root of the problem and all would be solved. But when the surgeon came in after the surgery, and I was so excited to hear what they found, he said, instead, you need a kidney transplant. You'll never have children. And I don't know what happened, but I'm so glad it did. But I said, with respect to the doctor, I said, well, I'm just so glad you're not God. What if in 5 years or next year there's a medical answer that's discovered and I wouldn't have a kidney? Oh, my gosh, I can't be sick to what the current medical discoveries are limited to. And I just knew with confidence that there was a way. So I'll just say that the way I was thinking was that I was going to start searching medical journals and find something that would solve my problem. But something completely off my radar was opened up, and I was led to a doctor in a Boston hospital that was using food as medicine. And I was told I could avoid that transplant and resolve my health issues. By just eating real food. Well, okay, that was crazy to me. I wanted a pill. It was absolutely outlandish. But I could have turned away, but my thought really did shift, and I became open. I mean, what did I have to lose? So in just 10 days of my diet change, I was able to get off all medications. I've never taken another over-the-counter or prescription drug since. And I was so stunned, because that simple change gave me my life back, because I'd been so sickly. And the answer was just in my pantry and refrigerator. So I ended up changing my career path, studied food as medicine, and I became a medicinal cook. And I had no idea that down the road I'd have another opportunity that would present itself, where I would learn even more about these, how these harmful chemicals in our environment undermine our health. So that that brings me to what my happened with my son, that really clarified how to create a healthy home and how to deal with all the confusion in today's world is. So,
well, thank you. And before you start sharing about your son, I just want to say thank you for sharing all of that. And it's so, I think so many people have a parallel or a similar story, but they, you know, they go to the doctor and they don't know what to do. They're not led to someone who can educate about food and some of the changes that you're sharing today. So, you know, you have that personal experience, and we're fortunate enough to connect with somebody who could introduce you to this different way of doing things, and you know, how simple some of these shifts can be, although they feel really hard and overwhelming. And I know for myself, I had a lot of resistance when I started, because it seemed like, no, it can't be this, you know, it can't be food. It can't be that simple and obvious. Like, why is not everybody like doing this.
Exactly.
You know, so why do we have to seek this out? Why is this not normal? And so I think it was so hard, at least for me. Initially, I had chronic migraines and allergies and unexplained infertility and all these things. And the idea that I could change my diet and feel better felt crazy.
Well, it's so foreign to us because this is what we've grown up with. It's in the stores. Why would we ever think that there would be chemicals that undermine our health in the food we eat? It just doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
No. So.
Yeah, so sorry. I just wanted to pause and say that because I so appreciate and so value. And I know you were going to share about your son. So please share some of that story, too.
So at age 10, my son had a catastrophic exposure to pesticides, and we were told his brain damage was so severe that he would never recover and that he was going to be a bubble boy for the rest of his life. But he did, in fact, recover, and the steps we had to take for him to completely heal, it just revealed how much having harmful products in our homes impacts our mental, physical, and emotional well-being. Mm. So after that exposure, and the doctor told us there was no hope for him, I had that same gut reaction that I had when I got the kidney transplant diagnosis. This sort of positive rebellion rose up in my heart, and I just said to the doctor respectfully, I could not accept that my son's never going to recover. And then I went on to say, actually confidently, I know my son's going to fully recover. So I'm sure he may have thought I was nuts, but anyway, we came home with medications to control him, and in addition, I was supposed to give him 23 shots a day. And before that exposure, my son was calm, obedient, athletic, and literally brilliant. After the exposure, he was sometimes uncontrollable, unpredictable, uncoordinated, unable to spell simple three-letter words and do simple math. And 1 minute he would start crying or go into deep depression, then he'd snap out of it, and he'd be so wired, he was like climbing the walls, he couldn't sleep, or he'd be so irritable that you couldn't do anything without upsetting him. He'd have asthmatic attacks, blinding headaches, and excruciating sensitivity to sound and light. I'm describing it because we had the gamut of symptoms, and for a long time, we didn't really understand that these episodes were actually being caused by whatever chemicals he was being exposed to at the moment. I mean, I was told we had to get rid of and remove everything from our home that he could possibly be reacting to and replace him with safe products, but I didn't really fully understand it. And this was years ago when there was no internet, no awareness like today. But even then, that kind of sounded simple in principle, just remove harmful products and replace with safe ones. And you know what? I mean, I had this notion, we are going to create a safe haven for our son. But I did not realize that it was not a clearly defined concept, and it still isn't. And he had issues with the non-toxic products available at that time, and I couldn't find anything he could tolerate. And I thought we had stripped the house of everything I could think of, but he kept reacting. So he did much better outside. We slept out in the open air on cots, not in a tent because he reacted to tents. And finally, one night while I was looking up at the stars, I kept thinking, what in the world am I missing? And I remembered that there was a box of some of my favorite products, perfume, skincare products, cleaning products that I had not removed from the house, but I had put them in a box, closed up in a closet, thinking that, well, one day when he gets better, I can use these favorite products again. Well, I laid there and I told myself I was crazy to even think what I was thinking. After all, they were all closed up in a box. But I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I got up in the middle of the night and removed the box from the house. And I didn't say anything to my husband because I knew he might think I was crazy. And I didn't tell my son because I didn't want him to have any knowledge of that change to make sure he wasn't influenced by the information. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, lo and behold, the next day when he went into the house, because he'd come in during the day and he'd eat and things like that, and after about 15 minutes he said, "Mom, what did you do?" Well, my perked up and I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Something is different. I'm not feeling like I need to get up and take a break from the house." And I said, "Well, okay, let's just stay inside and see how long this lasts." Well, he didn't have any reaction, and he was able to sleep inside. And we had finally created a home that he didn't react to and that he could sleep in. And because the body's designed to rest and recover and recuperate from the day's exposures while you sleep, if you have chemicals in your house, you're actually constantly having to detoxify, and you really don't go into that deep restorative healing mode. I mean, that's what we discovered. So I know that this sounds insane, that one box with a few products in the closet was preventing him from sleeping and causing him to react, but I want to tell you, and this is so key, this discovery ended up being fundamental later to my client's remarkable recoveries as well that I've worked with through the years. Now, at the time, I doubted it myself, and I thought this must be coincidence, but then I just had to understand what happened, and I had an aha moment one day when I was at the grocery store, and it just fell into place. As I walked by the aisle where the cleaning products and pesticides are, I just stopped in my tracks and went, and then, I mean, I went, "Oh my gosh, this is it. These bottles are not only closed but also sealed, and yet the smell coming from this aisle is so strong." Mm-hmm. And I realized that these were the VOCs, the volatile organic compounds, that were escaping from their containers in parts per million, parts per billion, or parts per trillion. And then I made the instant connection. I thought, "Oh my gosh, all the homes in our products that and all the products in our homes that are under our sinks and in cabinets are doing the same thing. Their emissions are creating this low-level chemical soup that spreads throughout your home that you have to constantly detoxify."
Wow.
And if you consider what the science of epigenetics is now saying, exposure to even small amounts of these chemicals is significant, and one chemical can turn genes off and on. That's good news, because you can have the bad and then have something happen to my son, and then you'll see how it can completely be reversed. So this all has good news. It seems so dire.
Yeah.
Anyway, this makes sense. And just this one little part next helps prove the point. So after we cleared our house, our son became our own little canary in the coal mine. Because we had a safe baseline, it helped me clarify what really was and wasn't safe. It was just kind of ad hoc before. I'd bring products in the house that said non-toxic. I'd leave them in the house, then it'd be clear that he was reacting somewhat, and I'd take it out. But anyway, his condition now was cleared, and he was vulnerable to deterioration whenever I inadvertently brought in anything that was harmful. So if he had an unintended exposure, it would cause any number of symptoms. And I'm going to list you this list because I want you to keep in mind of the chronic things that we have going wrong with us today. Anyway, he'd become irritable, spontaneously cry. He'd go into a rage. He'd get depressed. He'd have a splitting headache. He'd start wheezing. He'd have asthma or bronchitis-like symptoms. He wouldn't be able to sleep. He'd have extreme ADHD, hyperactivity, hypoactivity. I can go on and on. Lack of concentration.
Wow.
Total brain fog. But when the source was removed, he would return to normal. It was clear-cut cause and effect. So I felt like I was in the middle of an incredibly important scientific experiment. I was observing a severely disabled child completely drop physical, emotional, and mental symptoms and improve when those exposures were removed. So, slowly but surely, my loving, calm, intelligent child began to emerge as we learned more and more about what was safe and what was not, and he was able to heal. And he fully recovered, which was nothing short of incredible.
That is incredible. That's amazing. That is so amazing. I'm speechless. That's an amazing experience that you had with your son. I'm so grateful that he had you as a mom and you were able to navigate all of this. I mean, and that you are now sharing this information with people, because it's truly, I mean, it's amazing to think of the impact. And the thing that you just mentioned that really struck me is when you're walking down the grocery store aisle, you know, and you can still smell like the chemicals, even though yep. everything's all sealed up. And I was like, oh, I know what she's talking about. And I'm at my parents' house right now, and they had back in March some water, a pipe burst and some water damage, and they just got new carpet. And I was like, you guys, you need to open all of these windows. I can't even be down here. It's down in their lower level. It's giving me a headache. So, you know, yes. as you're talking, I can, you know, I'm just thinking to myself of all of these things. And as you were talking about under the cabinets, you know, I've switched actually to your product, to Branch Basics, years ago. And so that's currently what's under my cabinetry. But, you know, I'm thinking like your kitchen, your bathroom, like in the laundry room, all these places where at least I have stuff. I know even like my mom, because I'm at her house, I'm looking at her kitchen sink. I'm like, I know she has stuff in there and under her bathroom, you know, in the bathroom, the half bath up here in their bathroom, like everywhere you put that, you know, you kind of store stuff in the laundry room, all these different places. So it's like, it's not even like it's necessarily isolated in one room. It's dispersed all throughout your house.
Yeah, and it does. It goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that moment where in the grocery store where I had that moment, that was what I call a thought shift. And that thought shift opened up a whole world for me of really understanding, because I hated to be negotiating in the dark trying to think, is this coincidence this happened? And you know, when I had that clear-cut cause and effect connection, it really tied in so much. And I started to have the deep conviction that these products that I had to remove from our home in order for him to heal were, in fact, undermining everyone's health on subtle and not subtle levels. I mean, my husband and I both knew we were feeling better than ever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically we're all unintentionally living in homes with what I call a veritable chemical soup that undermines our health.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, you know, as I talk about, it's just so simple to just make a huge dramatic change in your air quality in one clean sweep, which I'll be telling you about.
Yeah. So tell us about that, because, you know, you've shared about the problem, right, and how the chemicals are everywhere and how we're being exposed, and even subtle exposure can have an impact. And I know I'm sensitive. I'm very reactive to chemicals, you know, headaches, allergies. I get eczema, like different things that all shifted when I made changes to the products I personally use and the food I eat. And I'm I'm got like a drop in the bucket compared to probably how you do things. But I'm definitely, you know, have made some shifts and felt significantly different. And so if you can share, what are some things, what are some first steps? Because I imagine a lot of people, and I know personally and a lot of the clients that I've worked with, this would be a first step. And it can feel, I remember for myself, I felt really overwhelmed by like, oh my gosh, okay, so I react to chemicals and like, you know, I use bleach and, you know, this cleaner and laundry detergent and these different things, and I don't even know where to begin, and it feels really overwhelming. And how can somebody get started with that, or even simplify that process? Like, how do you walk people through that?
Well, this is the exciting part, and working with clients for over 25 years, I just really zeroed in on the best process. And we don't have control over our everyday exposures at work, at school, and away from home during the day, but we can control what we buy and what we choose to keep in our home so that our home can be our safe haven. And so we want to think about this as a great opportunity. It's another way, it's what I call a fork in the road decision that can change your life. So I typically work with people who've been to many doctors, feel like they've done everything they can do. They may have felt like they've gone non-toxic, but they're still on medications. They're not getting better. And after taking the steps that I'm about to describe, removing products from the home that undermine health and knowing how to choose truly safe replacements, people's lives have been transformed. So healthy people in the family report increased energy, vitality, cognitive function. For example, my clients will say, oh my gosh, my husband isn't having headaches anymore, and my son's off his inhaler, or is not having allergies to pollens anymore. Oh, I can't believe it. My children are more calm and obedient. They're making better grades. My daughter doesn't need over-the-counter medication for sinus congestion. I finally got pregnant. Anyway, after going to fertility doctors, all kinds of things. People sleep better, think better, and we just don't realize what these unintended consequences are of having these products in the home. Mm-hmm. Wearing clothes day and night that have been washed in conventional cleaners. And so, until we remove them. So, let's get practical and go after some concrete steps that you can take that can transform your life. So, I focus on simple, uncomplicated, no stress, move at your own pace, because you have the power here. And the moment it gets stressful, you need to just stop and just take a deep breath and just know that everything that you do, every step you take is going for the positive. And you want to be wise about this process. Everybody and every family is different. So I tell people, don't go and tell your children we're going to get these poisonous products out of your house. Because one, you don't want to scare your kids. Two, your spouse might think you're crazy. And you're inviting pushback and actually creating judgment issues. So therefore, what's great about creating a healthy home is you can make these changes under the radar. And it's not like going on a diet where you have to make your kids eat broccoli or stop eating food. You can do this and nobody needs to know. And it can be great to engage your spouse from the start, but there's a whole lot that can be done before maybe even his personal care product choices come up for consideration. So create a radical shift and improvement in your home's air quality today. I mean, you can go home and do what I'm saying. And to accomplish it, I call it the clean sweep method, which is also, I think of it as, if in doubt, take it out.
So ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So with this method, we eliminate the need to get complicated and review labels and figure out what is and what isn't safe. And instead, category by category, we go through the house, take a box, and take them out. And before you panic and you think, oh my gosh, I can't throw away my beloved products, I want to state that this purpose of this clean sweep is to immediately change the dynamics of the air quality in your house. So here's the plan. You can buy what's called Sterilite, BPA-free, phthalate-free, biocide-free, airtight plastic containers that you can store these products in an outbuilding or in your garage until you make further decisions. But this way, in sweep, you've improved your air quality instead of doing this piecemeal. Plus, until you have all your replacement products lined up, you can always go to the box and use something one by one. But at least these products are no longer a part of your home's chemical soup. So, there'll be a PDF provided for you so you can get more detail on that part. But anyway, Perfect. Let's focus on three areas today where you can easily do a clean sweep. So this first step in creating a healthy home is so powerful. I wish I could just download into this call all the experiences my clients have had just from the removal of these products. So from my experience, I've found that pesticides, cleaning products, including laundry products and fragrance products, are the most toxic categories found in the home. And that removal of them entirely packs a significant punch and immediately, dramatically improves your air quality. So step one, really simple, and you can just start with this little bitty step if you want. Pesticides are removed first. So pesticides are in a category of their own and without a doubt the most toxic chemical you might have. So depending on the part of the country, you may have a lot in your house or you may have none. But any word with the suffix side in it is a toxic red flag. Side means kill. Mm. And so with pesticides, there is no reason to even read a label. You just take a box, go through your house, look for mosquito sprays, insect repellents, DEET, herbicides, ant, wasp, and roach sprays, flea, bed bug treatments, foggers, lye shampoo, herbicides, even commercial fertilizers because they contain pesticides. Before I go on, there are non-toxic replacements that work even better than these that you can have a PDF that will show that. So also, which might be surprising to you, is I recommend removing all products in the home that have what are called EPA registered pesticides in them for this category removal. And our sanitizers and bleaches, unless they have alcohol, have these EPA registered pesticides. So the Center for Disease Control, CDC, is now recommending that we do not use these products in our homes because we have created what they're saying is a rampant spread of these resistant superbugs. In other words, if you're a germ Nazi, these smart germs mutate into stronger, more dangerous germs. And you actually are, creating more of a problem. So once you have made your clean sweep of all these products, take the box out of your house and get rid of them, and your air quality will dramatically improve. Pesticides have been linked to infertility, birth defects, endocrine disruption, thyroid disruption, obesity, asthma, behavior, mood issues, autism, cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and other disorders of the immune system and nervous system. So that should be enough. We need to replace with only non-toxic alternatives. And so they're great.
I have a quick question for you, Mary Lee. So I'm with you on what you're saying, but one of the things questions that come up in my mind and that I imagine a lot of people have, and maybe you're going into this now, and I'm not sure, I'm super excited that you're sharing a PDF on like the pesticide call out guide. Does that include suggestions on what you do instead? Because I know yeah. for sure people are going to say, well, Emily, what about, you know, I had raw chicken out on the counter, or I need to make sure that I'm cleaning, my yeah. kiddo was sick and threw up in the bathroom, or, you know, some of these things that people use bleach or some of these more yeah. powerful cleaners for, what do they use instead?
That is provided in the information, but I'll just say quickly that studies have shown that a combination of vinegar and hydrogen peroxide actually kills and takes care of these bugs better than these EPA-grade pesticides, and that the bugs don't mutate against it. So the mutation is occurring with these pesticides. The same thing happens, you know, with roaches and bugs. They get more resistant to these chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a safe alternative for disinfecting.
Okay.
And also, just using plain soap and water removes germs. Spraying surface with a sanitizer, they found that because of this mutation issue, that germs are actually left on the surface because they're resistant. Whereas if you use just a simple soap and water to remove, they're gone. So that's another very important point here.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's a really easy category to remove. Mm-hmm. And the next category, cleaning products. These are another very toxic category. And most homes have between 17 to 30 or more different types of conventional cleaning products, including lawn products, you know, that are scattered throughout the house. And the latest research says that regular exposure to conventional cleaning products is as bad for you as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. So these products are absorbed through your skin, they're inhaled into your lungs, they're ingested as chemical residues that remain after you wash your dishes or other household items, and they are on your skin from the clothes you've washed them in. So my best suggestion is to make a clean sweep of all your cleaning and laundry products, unless, of course, you know they're safe. And I'm going to tell you in a bit of the steps to do so that you can know that. It's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you take a box, go through your house, and remove every cleaning product you have. Look under sinks, in drawers, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, attached garage, just like you did with the pesticides. So take that box outside or outside on a porch, because the VOCs from that box is going to be really strong, like in the grocery store aisle, and you don't want that concentrated exposure. So once they're out, rejoice, because you've made a clean sweep of these products and your home's air quality is incredibly better.
Wow.
You can't even imagine. Now, I mentioned earlier the Sterilite box, that plastic, non-toxic plastic sealed box that you will possibly, you know, want to use the products, the cleaning products that you don't yet really understand if they're safe or not. But I'm going to give you a few red flags. They're called toxic red flags to look for. And when you're checking out these products, to see whether you want to just really put them in the, let's take them to the dump, to a safe dump, or not, there we can look at. And since there's no federal regulation of chemicals, there's no safety standard, no requirement for ingredient lists on these products. I mean, you may have no ingredients to read, and typically if that's the case, you just toss that. And just a quick scan, though, typically will reveal three signal words that the EPA requires on poisonous products. One is danger, then warning and caution. These show the amount that it would take to actually be lethal if an adult swallowed it. So it could be from a few drops to more than a pint. But those are products you don't want in your house. Also, if you see a warning on there that says you need eye protection, you need to wear gloves or masks, those, or that the product requires ventilation or that it is needs hazardous waste disposal. So the EPA classifies oven cleaners, drain cleaners, wooden metal cleaners, polishes, toilet cleaners, tile, tub, and shower cleaners, and laundry bleach as hazardous waste. So if you can't throw them in your garbage, why would you want them all over your house and on the surfaces that you're in contact with?
So, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah. These products Yikes. Should be put in a box and disposed of. So another yeah. red flag you can look at on your cleaning products is if they say, oh, smells so clean, fresh as a daisy, that tells you that there is a synthetic fragrance. And these fragrance recipes, these single words are actually fragrance recipes, and they're comprised of hundreds of secret proprietary chemicals that are carcinogens that can cause cancer. Asthmogens, they trigger asthma. Obesogens, they make us fat. They can trigger metabolic disorders, diabetes. They are neurotoxins. These affect the brain and behavior, and endocrine disruptors. They mess up our hormones. So scented laundry products are one of the worst offenders. And laundry products are very important because you never escape the exposure to the chemicals that are on your body 24/7. Therefore, place any laundry and cleaning product, excuse me, with a synthetic fragrance in the box to get rid of. So some of you may be going, oh my gosh, I love my scent. Well, let me make a clarification. If you have organic, wildcrafted essential oils that are processed without solvents, those are fine. But if you have someone who has a really severe health challenge or extreme allergies, until they heal, sometimes it's better to go fragrance-free. So that's just a tip. And they can recover quickly, you know, and then they're fine around these natural fragrances. So,
and so are you saying then that people would add like an essential oil to a product or a product? I can't even think of an example of one that might have essential oils as
Or if you look on the label and you see that it says organic essential oil, you know, in the product, or yes, you can add essential oil to some products. That's also fine.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for clarifying.
So now you've removed pesticides and cleaning products, and oh my gosh, it's the change in your air is, if you had those in your house, is going to be dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one last category I'm going to recommend to do a clean sweep of today, and that's fragranced products. And we just talked about how toxic those chemicals are in fragrance recipes, carcinogenic, asthmogens, obesogens, neurotoxins, and endocrine disruptors. So this category sometimes people go, oh my gosh, because I'm going to say, grab a box, go through your house, and remove all scented candles. And and I love scented candles, but there are great options. But anyway, remove them, plug-ins, air fresheners, scented stationaries, air wicks, scented soaps, scented trash bags, scented toilet paper, oil stick diffusers, all the different types of air fresheners, these products should be disposed of. One of the things about fragrance products is that they're very high in phthalates. Those are endocrine disruptors that are estrogen mimics, and that means that you are surrounded in a sea of synthetic estrogens, and In this country, fertility rates are declining in both men and women, and mm-hmm. the age of reaching puberty is now 8 years old for girls, and this has long-term health consequences. So the earlier a girl starts puberty, the more estrogen exposure, so she has a higher breast cancer rate. So, but when I say like that, I always want to clarify, you can already see from my son's complete recovery that mm-hmm. you can have a lot of exposure to these things, get them out of the house, and your body can just recover from that. So this is so great if you have a minimalist mindset and you want to reduce clutter. You don't need this stuff, and it's polluting the air in your home. So removing these mm-hmm. products will have a dramatic impact on your home's air quality. And I want to tell you that I've had numerous clients that have been to doctors that they couldn't get pregnant. They did fertility treatment. In 6 to 8 weeks, they were pregnant. I've had numerous clients wow. have it happen that fast. So
wow.
it is amazing. So
that is amazing.
Yeah. So really, this clean sweep of harmful products that I've just described mm-hmm. will give you the fastest and most beneficial results. It's simple beyond simple. It's yeah. literally a finite process. Once you identify and remove them, you improve your air quality, and then after you replace them with safe ones, you've just made great strides in creating your healthy home. And I want to say this. If you just start buying safe products left and right, like a lot of mm-hmm. people are doing, without removing the toxic ones like we just described, you're hijacking the good you're trying to go. You know, you're trying to get. And so this is not about perfection, though. It's about a commitment to a reachable final goal. And I'm telling you, every step you take is going to reduce immune stress on your family. So
that's powerful. It's powerful to think about because, like you started the conversation, is to focus on what you can control, right? Like what you buy, what you keep in your home. Start there, and when you put that control in yourself, you say, oh, I can do this. I can make these changes. I can decide what I'm going to buy. I can decide what I'm going to keep. It feels manageable, you know, instead of kind of spiraling with it and thinking like, oh, but what about here? And what about here? And what about here? You know, you just start, as you're saying, with what you can control and, you know, take out all of the things that you shared and that'll be on the PDF that I'll have linked with this call recording. The thing that comes to mind for me, and I would love for your insight on this, and I don't know, again, how much of this information is on the pesticide guide that you'll provide. And I do have to say, Marilee, that the newsletters, the Branch Basic newsletters, and I'm going to link this to for everybody as well, those are the ones that I read consistently. I get a ton of emails. I don't read all of them. But every time I get a Branch Basics newsletter, I always read it because the information is always really practical and really comprehensive. It really helps me understand what I need to do or, you know, what products that you're a fan of. And I love those. So thank you for providing such useful information in your newsletter. So I will share information with where this call is linked so that people, if they're interested in hopping on your newsletter list, that they can do that. But what are some product recommendations? I know that you have Branch Basics, and like I mentioned earlier, that's one I personally use. It's one I've been using for years. I love that it comes in a concentrate, and I can make it into different strengths for different purposes in my home. But I'd love for you to share a little bit more about once people do this clean sweep and get all of these products out, then what? What do they use or how do they figure out what's next what they should buy or what a healthy product even is.
Okay. Well, I definitely have products I recommend, but what I like to do as next step is really give people the tool they need so they can evaluate products. And heck, you don't need to be a chemist or have a scientific background. There's an easy way to vet products that you can rely on, because we have these amazing tools at our fingertips. And one of those is called EWG, Cosmetic Database. That's Environmental Working Group, that maybe you're familiar with.
Yeah.
What you do is you, let's say you're at the store and you're looking at a product and you think, and it says on the label, non-toxic, you know, no fragrance, whatever, and you're thinking, oh, I should get that. But truly, non-toxic on a label is not enough, and we've got to get to the ingredients like I found with my son. So, say you pick up one of those products and it looks really good, it's got a great label, but you're going to dig deep and you're going to go to the ingredient list. And to make this quick, I recommend you go to the very end of the list, because many times that's where products that have EPA registered pesticides, preservatives, etc. are. So you type in the word, I'll just make up one that's typical, methyl isothiazolinone. That is a very commonly found preservative in non-toxic products. So you type that ingredient in, and then you just capitalize EWG and push Google, do a Google search. The top listing is going to come up, and it's going to say EWG database. Click on it, and it will show that ingredient with a color-coded, number-rated, the ingredient is color-coded and number-rated. So a number 1 to 2 means safe, and it's got a green color. Number 3, 4, 5, 6 is going to be an orangish color, and that means moderately hazardous. And 7, 8, 9, 10 means highly hazardous. And methyl isothiazolinone pops up with a red 7. So once you see that, you don't have to waste one more minute. You don't have to go through the rest of the ingredients. You just take your hand and put it back on the shelf and go to the next product.
Mm.
So it's really simple. And we recommend the products that you're going to stay in your home to have a 1 EWG Skin Deep Cosmetic Database. There's also EWG Healthy Cleaning Link, and that rates from A to F. So that's another place you can type in. So products, sometimes entire products are evaluated, and sometimes ingredients. So typically, I like to look at the ingredients. And once you know these ingredients, you're not going to have to type in the name. You already know. You just put it back. And you've got a fabulous tool. You're not going to be wondering, is this something I should bring in my house or not? So it is really simple.
That's awesome. Thank you. And I'll link those two sites as well with our call recording, just so people can peek at those and have everything right at their fingertips to kind of do that initial look through, right, to just get familiar so that when they're at the store looking through products or however, they have that familiarity right off the bat. Is there anything else? You've shared a lot of great information. I'm so appreciative of that. Is there anything else that you would like to share today or that you think would be really helpful for people to know? Anything else that we didn't cover?
Well, I think that one of the biggest things is, you know, you can hear this and it, you know, sounds okay, great, but what is it that's going to motivate someone to really go in and do this? I mean, if you're really sick and you're struggling for years, you know, maybe that's, you know, that might be enough.
Sure.
But maybe you think, I feel fine. You know, I don't have any problems. I'm not on any over-the-counter medication. I don't have allergies. I don't have this. Well, I want to invite you to know that if you do have these products in your home and you still feel that good, boy, that is fantastic. But if you remove them, you're going to become super healthy. And what I found, there's really three essential points that we have to get that really is being missed today in the world of going non-toxic. And one is you have to know how to distinguish between what is and what is not safe. All right, so I just gave you that key. Mm-hmm. And if you know that, as you've seen by those stories, that's not enough. You can buy safe products all day long, but if you have these other toxic chemicals in the house, you hijack your effort. So the next essential point is you must remove from your home these products that undermine your health. So that's the second point. But to make someone really want to do that, you want to realize what is happening today to the health of the American family. And that includes yours and what the consequences are if this is not understood. I mean, we are in an American healthcare crisis. And it has been directly linked by scientific studies that there is a direct link to our chemical exposure in our food, water, and homes. And so when we do understand this, when we understand, oh, my gosh, my kids could be making better grades. Oh, my gosh, I could be sleeping better. Oh, my gosh, I could, have more energy, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Then you have a clear-cut invitation to take action from within, and you can make good choices to make your life and your family's better. And I'll just say, we really need to rise up in sort of a positive rebellion, as I say. Be courageous. Refuse to buy products that, undermine your health. That's what's going to change the marketplace, make companies really start making safe products. So when you do this, you take the opportunity to step into this freedom. It takes you out of the dark and, what you don't have a clue about, and enables you to realize, your full potential. And I want there to be an army of people that are creating healthy homes and eating real food so we can change this healthcare crisis where 1 in 2 children in this country have some sort of chronic illness. And on and on. This are unbelievable.
Yeah. So. Yes. 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 Thank you. And as you were talking too, Marilee, I talk with people a lot about stress and stress reduction and how important it is to bring your overall baseline down. And you do that by focusing on the things that you can control and the things that you can do. And that's like diet and exercise and sleep. And this is definitely part of what you can do to help bring your overall stress baseline down, and when you do that, you're less reactive, you can handle things, there's a lot of the stress is on the rise, and people are talking about just feeling burned out with life and, totally out of balance and all these different things. And what you're talking about fits in perfectly with how do you bring your stress baseline down? Well, this is one of the ways that you do that.
It is huge. Right? And you're so right. I'll just remind you, when my son was in that reactive, he was so irritable, so easy to be upset, easily upset. Mm-hmm. And then as I learned and took stuff out and understood more, his calm, peaceful, wonderful person, came back. And, we're just being undermined. We don't know it. We don't know that we're so edgy because, we're breathing in the scented candle chemicals or whatever.
Right.
So,
right.
It's great control. It puts you in a place of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I am so grateful that we were able to have a conversation and that you have all of this awesome information that you're sharing. And I'm just really, really grateful that you're out there educating and inspiring and providing people with the tools and that you've created an amazing product. I would love for you to share a website and any contact information. Any info that people could use either to join a newsletter or to reach you online. If you could share that, that would be really great.
Sure. Our website is branchbasics.com, and on our website we have at the top of the homepage we have a place where you can click on. It says Home Cleanse. You can also sign up for our newsletter. And our whole purpose with this company is to educate and inspire people to do what we've been talking about. And we do have a product, and that's actually just the vehicle we use to facilitate the process. So we'd love for you to get our newsletter, and we try to provide practical, doable help, give alternatives, et cetera. So we have a raging passion to share, bottom line.
Yeah. I mean, and the information is so solid. It's so on point. And so, you know, I'm actually looking at the Home Cleanse page right now and seeing all the videos that you have up there. I've watched those. I have the Clean Sweep Home Cleanse. I have the Home Cleanse guide, which I think is amazing. So I'm going to link a direct link as well, so people can easily find you and use this as something that they help to declutter, right? To bring that stress baseline down, to remove the toxins, to feel better, right? Because I really believe that people deserve to feel good, that people deserve to achieve their dreams, to live a healthy, happy, fulfilling life. And I think that this is a really fundamental, really key piece to that. And I so appreciate you being here with me today to share that information. So thank you.
Well, I thank you for giving me the opportunity. It's been so much fun.
Cool. Good, good. Well, hopefully we'll talk again. I'm going to go ahead and end our recording. So just give me one moment to do that.